but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Wednesday on the show, Trent Bray, Oregon State football coach, joins us. This is no different. Steven, can you punch him up for me? Coach, how you doing?
I'm good.
We got a bunch of technical things going on. I'm not going to lie to you. We got a bunch of technical things going on. I feel out of control. What does that feel like as a football coach when you can't hear in your headset or something else is going on and you're trying to do the actual job? That, have you ever been in that situation as a coach? I'm sure you've seen headset malfunctions before.
Yeah, we've been in it a couple of times, yep.
Give us an idea. You play the Friday night game. I thought you played pretty well. I thought you had it. You're going to win a football game. This was going to be good. This was going to be a good win. And then field goal special teams let you down. Take us through how that felt to you.
Yeah, it was. I thought we did. We came out and we played really well against a good team. Controlled the game for 54 minutes of it. And we're up two scores and had control of the game. And we're on both sides of the ball and then let it slip away at the end and get ourselves in a chance to win the game, have what happened is very frustrating for all of us, for the players, for coaches, and everyone in the organization.
I am wondering about the psyche of the team, and I know I ask you this every week, but help us understand. You go into that locker room, and how quickly do you start to think, all right, I gotta adjust the mentality of this team. I gotta keep them locked in.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a hard one, and we talked about just in the immediate moment about, where we were, what we did that night, which was what I just talked about, control that game, and then our mindset to finish has to be there. I felt, and then shared that with them, that we tried to survive the last 6 minutes instead of stay aggressive and then go win the thing and keep the foot down on them. And so that's been kind of the message then and all week.
You stay with your special teams coach. People are calling for changes. Do you have a conversation with your coach and Jamie Christian? Do you have, is it a tough conversation? As you start to coach the coaches, what kinds of things are you talking about?
Yeah, we talk all the time after every game, during the week. And It's about, our job is how can we make these guys better? What are the things that are keeping them from doing the things we need them to do to be successful? And then we always have the discussion about how to fix them from a technique standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, and from schematic standpoint. And so we've had those conversations and we'll continue to.
Coach, The team is now traveling across the country. You're leaving early to go play Appalachian State. Why leave early? What's the logistics there? I know it's a long trip. It's an all-dayer. But give us an idea of kind of the travel plan and the itinerary and the logic between getting there early and getting everybody acclimated.
Yeah, because of it, it's a 4 to 5 hour flight. Get everyone there a day early. And so then on Friday, we can have a normal Friday as far as our flow of meetings, practice, and getting them ready to go instead of traveling the day before the game, having to do stuff here in Oregon and then fly, for half the day and then get in real late and then try to get up in the morning and go. It's just a better flow for our guys.
Coach Trent Bray is with us, Oregon State football coach. What do you say to fans? I mean, and I don't want to sound like a broken record because I ask you that every week, but what's your message to your fan base this week?
Yeah, I guess I don't think about that, to be honest with you. What I could tell you about that is, as like I've said before, I get the frustration. I'm frustrated with, where we're at. We obviously did not feel that we would be here when we started the season. The only thing I can tell you, and I think it's obvious to see, is we are improving and getting better, and we are close to being the team that I felt we could be, and I thought we showed that for most of the game Friday night. And we got to keep taking those steps over these next seven games and what's in front of us to finish strongly and then get the postseason.
When I look at your season, I have a hard time not seeing that, hey, they were better than Fresno State and they were better than Houston. Mm-hmm. Those come down to special teams plays. And I have to ask, like, the dedication that you give to special teams, is it there? Is the time and practice there? Are you prioritizing it? I think people want to know that.
Yes. We spend a good amount of time on special teams, both in practice and meeting time, probably more than we used to be honest with you. So the time and effort is being put into it. So that's another thing that you get frustrated about. It's not like a lack of, oh, we haven't spent enough time on this stuff.
You will move forward here with this game, and I have to think part of your message in the post game was, hey, we got to find a way to finish games. How do you finish games?
To me, finishing is a mindset. It's continuing to attack and expecting to be in those spots. Expect to be up in the fourth quarter, and don't get complacent. You continue to attack like you would if you walked out there the first play of the game. Nothing changes as far as your mindset, whether you're up.
Coach, Malik Murphy's hand, there was some talk mm-hmm. about him early in the week missing some reps and whether or not he'd be able to go. Can you give us an update on his health?
Yeah, he's good to go.
Good to go, throwing a tight spiral. Looks like the guy you brought in there.
It was his left hand.
Thank you. All right. There you go. All right, so here's the thing. Unless he's throwing left-handed, you're good. So here's the thing I got to ask you. There are hard days in anybody's job, but mm-hmm. you often will get a day that reminds you, oh, this is why you do it. Have you had one of those days lately where you're out at practice or you're in a film session or you're working one-on-one with a player or a side of the ball and all of a sudden it becomes evident to you, oh, this is why you do it?
I'll be honest with you. When I'm with the players, I have that moment every day. There are times throughout the day when you're by yourself or you're here at 11 o'clock at night working for the next day where you have those moments of stress and you need a reminder. But every day at practice, every day interacting with the players reminds me of why I do it.
Trent Bray is with us, Oregon State coach. They've got Appalachian State this week. Let's get a scout on them. I watched them a little bit with Boise State. I'm sure you were interested in that film. What do you see on tape?
Yeah, I think they're a good team. Offensively, they want to run the football, and that running back is a strong runner. I think he's a real good runner. That's kind of where it starts for them. And then everything is built off of that. Is on defense, they kind of do some similar stuff to what we've seen the last couple of weeks. So I like to carry over there for our guys. But they're a quality team, and going on the road and going into that place has always been tough. And so we need to be at our best to come out successful.
The special teams unit, I think there are a lot of high school special teams coaches that were looking at the field goal team and going, that is a fundamental breakdown. Is it a fundamental breakdown that you're seeing with guys that are just not executing and, or maybe was it something Houston saw on tape and they exploited? They looked like they overloaded that one side. You tell me.
No, it was a fundamental breakdown that last field goal. Absolutely.
And it was just guys not you know, I guess the objective is to give the defense the longest angle to the ball. You can't let guys jump through the gaps.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, there's work and then, yeah.
But that's got to drive you crazy. It would drive me bonkers because that is like fundamental, like JV football. Like, you know, block, you know, don't let the guy come through the gap. Like, am I sounding like a coach in a film session now? Like, for crying out loud.
No, it's very frustrating. And it's frustrating that that's the reason you lose a game. There's no question.
All right. Go get it this week. You got Appalachian State. Make sure you hydrate. I'm glad you have some reminders of why you do it. I'd like to see you guys come home with a W. I know your guys are hungry for one.
I appreciate it.
All right. Trent Bray, there he goes. Oregon State football coach. They have a long trip. They also have a chance to do something nobody in history has done. Never before has an 0-5 team qualified for a bowl game. Their schedule and the way they've played a little bit suggests they could be a candidate to win like 6 of 7 and make a bowl game. Would there be any face saving in that, Stephen? Would there be a consolation, or would it still be bitter that, hey, you shouldn't have been 0-5?
I think it would be a consolation, honestly. I think that fans would be very excited if they ended up being 6-6 on the season, because it would show growth out of Trent Bray as a head coach. It would show growth out of Ryan Gunnarsson as an offensive coordinator. And I think that's where fans are very upset right now, is with some of the coaches and their decisions. Yeah. And I think that they are still growing because they are still all such young coaches. But I think, you know, the 0-5 start is going to hurt. But if they battled back and they end up going 6-6, getting to a bowl game, I think that there can be some positive momentum going forward and say, look, all right, maybe Trent Bray might not have been ready to be a head coach this season, but he learned a lot. He, you know, took what he needed to learn and he adjusted on the fly. I think that's very important in today's age of college football. How to evolve, how to become bigger. And I think that fans could get behind that and say, look, Trent Bray's trying to figure it out, and he's going to change. He's going to change it out and do it his way. So, I think if they can get something rolling, and it does start with this week, because right now this game against App State, it's about a pick 'em. You look at it, it's a game that Oregon State can win. I don't know that it's necessarily a should win, but it's definitely a
they should. They should win. Come on, let's not lower the bar. They should win this game, but the way they've played, you don't trust them.
Right. Based on what I've seen, John, I can't say it should be a should win. It's a toss-up. It's a legitimate 50-50 toss-up right now between these two teams. So I can't say they should win this game based off this roster, but we look at what it is, and if they win this game, I think you can get out of momentum a little bit going into the week after that.
Yeah, I think... Like, you know, I talked a little bit with Trent Walker, the Oregon State wide receiver, today. And it, to me, feels like this should be a win. This should be a win. But I don't trust it to be a win. And so I am looking at this season, and I'm looking at the way that it has unfolded, and I'm just going, it's a pick 'em. But it's only a pick 'em because America watched this team not play special teams. Like, Oregon State, this is a must win. Go win this damn game. All right, coming up, we'll give you our big splash. I want you to leave it here.